With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show, live from New York. And now, here are your hosts, LC and Jack.
Welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show, where your man LC is holding it down with your man co-host, Brad. Thanks for joining us for another edition of the LC and Jack Radio Show. We are here for your pleasure and entertainment. So we welcome you to give us a shout. Pick up that phone. Give us a call. Right here, direct in the studio. Area code 347-843-4738. What's up there, Brett? What's going on?
What's the deal, yo? How you doing this evening?
I'm great, man. Charged up. We had a little mini vacation last week, and we're back at it for another edition.
That's it.
That's good, man. We charged up. My batteries were mad low last week. Had some running around. It was crazy. Schedule was tight. But we did miss y'all last week. And, hey,
you know,
we're human beings. Sometimes we got to take a quick time out, quick pause for the cause, charge those batteries back up, and we're back at it. So what's good with you, Brad? How was your weekend?
Oh, man, it was awesome, man. No, I did the little mini tour of my fundraisers.
I was out
in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and we're local, you know. I don't even want to mention it right now. That was a yeah. Got a shout out to the Cajuns. Pittsburgh in the house, Harrisburg in the house, you know what I'm saying?
Pittsburgh, black and yellow, black and yellow.
Yeah, they should have won. They should have won.
He came close.
Yeah, but Khalif, he's making up on the song, so he's doing real good on the
Khalif
song.
Khalif is doing his thing with the song. He's large with the song. Still rocking it.
Mm-hmm.
Still rocking. Yeah, good weekend for me as well. Rounded about. Had a chance to, the missus was out of town. So I had to play daddy, do all the good daddy things. So it was great. Spent some time with the rugrats, as they say. So it was cool, packed. And so fun weekend. Always is too short.
Yep.
And we back at it with you, our audience, another edition of the LC and Jack Radio Show. If you're looking to advertise your business, event, wedding, whatever you got going on, want to get out to the masses, you want to just let people know, hey, it's official, whatever that is, give us a shout in the office, area code 631-664-4452. We also can put whatever you're promoting up on LC and Jack webpage as well, or you know, we throw it up on LC and Jack Facebook or Twitter page. whatever it is, we have a package that will meet your needs. Give us a shout. Area code 631-664-4452. Man, Brad, I tell you, last week we took a little mini break, and your boy Chris Brown went crazy.
Oh, man, did you hear?
Throwing chairs, snapping necks, cashing checks. What's going on with your boy, man?
Yeah, he's just emulating what he's been through, but he has to channel his energy into the boxing ring or something, you know? Yeah, we had a nice little thread on that the day after, and it was a nice little chat, you know? But that's on him, you know what I'm saying? He's going to have to pay for that.
Well, do you think that was a big promotional stunt?
No, because I went back on YouTube with Larry King when he had the little bow tie on when he apologized for the first incident. And he said he experienced it as a child witnessing his mother go through it. And now he's putting somebody else through it. So he's mirroring what he went through as a child. But, you know, psychologists say, you know, you are a product of your environment. So that's definitely some point on that. So
yeah, you're right about that.
You have to find a common ground and be able to separate the two. And who knows? Let's see what happens. You know, so he's still got time to grow and learn. Stop worrying about his record sales. But that's what really got ticked him off. He's angry at people not buying his records. You know, it works for some people, but it's not working for him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's trying to be a thug and all this and that, and it's hurting his record sales. And that's all he's worried about, trying to capture the fans back and all this and that. Yeah, I listen to him. It ain't working for him. But he came up as a sweetheart of a child artist, and, you know, 32 shoes. But who knew he had those demons in him, you know what I'm saying?
Jeez.
So that's what it is.
Chris is very, very angry these days.
Yeah.
And the thing that I really didn't understand is
the same thing.
Well, that too, and the person who interviewed Chris, which is Robin Roberts, for those who for some reason are not familiar with the case by now, or what happened by now, she did like the first interview of him way back in the day.
Yeah.
So she has much love for Chris. And you know what? She asked a question, and he could have, you know, you're going to be asked this question.
Well, throughout his life.
Yeah.
He's going to be asked this question. Nobody's going to forget.
Right. It's not going to go away. The fact that he blew up only is going to keep adding time to asking that question.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, you know, like you said, he's a young man still. Still got a lot, obviously, maturing to do. So we'll be pulling for Chris. Yeah. He will be on TV again this evening, Brad. Did you hear?
No, I didn't hear. I'm trying to wait for him to grow up,
he's going to have the spotlight on him. He's going to be on Dancing with the Stars tonight.
Oh, okay.
So he will have millions of people tuned in just to see what he does.
Yeah, but they already know he's up for women.
Yeah, and my girl Wendy Williams will be in the house.
Okay.
She will have, because she is one of the contestants, but she's also trying to do something backstage.
Okay.
Yeah, as well. So, you know, keep it here. If you can't check out Wendy, yeah, on the LC and Jack show, we'll give you them 411 and we'll put down on Dancing with the Stars. But I tell you, that was just crazy. Also, Chris Brown's been in the news again. His house out in L.A. He's had some crazy, crazy parties out there, and his neighbors not too appreciative of all the noise and racket coming from his house.
Okay.
I tell you, Chris knows how to stay in the limelight, stay in the paper.
Yeah.
You know, doing his thing.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so he's out there, he's staying out there, and, you know, we're wishing the best. His new single sounds pretty tight, so hopefully we could just focus in on the music with Chris. and all the side stuff won't be out in front. My girl, Bread, is doing a song with the Jigga Man.
Who that?
Sade, baby.
Oh, she probably came in. She told me she wasn't going to do that.
I know. You know, she kept saying for years she's not with the feature thing with other artists. That's not her deal. Well,
she the A-Rap money.
Yeah, baby. She don't want to share that money with nobody.
Yeah.
But she changed her mind. She has done a song with the Jigga Man, which will be out on her latest album, which I believe comes out this summer. So I look forward to keeping that. So I love Sade.
Yeah, me too.
You know, she's got her own style. She stays consistent with it. Banging. And you know what? She's not doing what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
So that's what's hot. That's what's good for those artists out there listening. And we get hit up all the time. Do your own thing. Don't try to be the next 50. Don't be the next Jay-Z. As far as their style is concerned, you can emulate how they transform music. But have your own style, your own angle. Because we got enough 50s right now. 50s, you know, himself is enough. But, yeah, so Sade doing her thing. Be out on the lookout for her single, and I forgot the name of the single. But anyway, she has a single coming out with Jigga Man, Jay-Z.
Yeah, all right.
So look out for Jigga Man. Jay-Z's wife also is in the news. She cut ties with her dad.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I saw that this morning, you know.
Yeah, cut ties with Matthew Knowles. And Matthew's been doing his thing there, Brad.
Yeah, he's popping babies all everywhere, you know what I mean? He's the new Mr. Big, you know what I mean?
That's it, baby. He's like, yo, Beyonce's that enough. I got another Beyonce, okay?
Yeah, Johnny Appleseed, you know? He's trying to put some more destinies out in the child.
That's right. That's right, baby. We don't have enough. We got to have some more to add to the collection.
Yeah.
So she officially cut ties. So now the big question is, who will be her next manager or management to guide her career?
Hit.
So stay tuned for that. Maybe Jigga Man.
Yeah, Jigga gonna get in there.
You think so? You think Jigga Man?
Yeah, Jigga.
Okay. Yeah,
he ain't got to rap anymore.
That's right. You don't have to rap anymore. Yeah, there was a recent article. Actually, book that was done on Jay-Z, not the book that he wrote. It was actually a gentleman who decided to write about Jay-Z's wealth and how he accumulated it over the years since he first started out.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Talked about obviously how he first came out, was an independent label, and how he accumulated basically. Got a fat deal because he was able to put out his own album and get major distribution. Done the clothing line. He's done so many different things now. So he's accumulated $450 million of assets now.
Yeah.
Net worth. So Jigga Man is doing it big. Beyonce is not far behind him or maybe surpassed him. So they're not hurting at all for any money.
So
as a matter of fact, maybe
maybe
Brad, we have to call him up, man. Ask him.
Yeah, I got his number, man. I know where they at, the chicken spot.
The chicken spot, right?
I didn't blast it. Yeah, I'm still waiting on it. I got to find out some more stuff that's going on down there. I went down there, I peeped it out, but I ain't ready to blast it yet.
Oh, word?
Yeah, man. You know I went down to Brooklyn.
You want to check it?
I went to check it. I just still got some more notes to write on it.
Yo,
go
man.
Go hard.
Yeah, we gotta get him on, man.
I'm Inspector Bread.
If it's banging, if the wings are banging, we'll bring him on the show. Only if the wings are banging. There's 1,001 chicken spots, and unfortunately, most of them aren't banging with the wings.
especially so the Wingmans. Oh, my God. They went out of business before they started the business. Oh, and I thought we'd get them on the show, man. Ooh, I'm glad we didn't make them on the show. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so
but that song, the chicken tastes like wood from the Sugar Hill Gang. Man,
uh-huh.
I tell you, Wingman has some wood chicken. Lady, the lady, this West Indian lady, she said the Chinese man got better wings than him. I said, wow. She had me rolling when she said this.
Not the worst is chicken that tastes like wood, okay?
Yeah.
Not worse than it. Oh, man. I wonder how my man Flavor Flav is making out with his whole new establishment of chicken.
Yeah. In Iowa, you say? Iowa?
Yeah, he's out in the boonies, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to open one out this way.
Okay.
So, I hear he's a chef, so...
Okay.
We're going to see if we can catch up with Flav and get him on as well.
Yeah.
See what he's up to. I'm sure he's still doing the reality thing.
Yeah, who isn't? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everybody's trying to get a check.
The Braxtons got something coming on. The Braxtons and somebody else got a reality show. I might want to watch the Braxtons, you know, because all the beautiful sisters in one house, you know, hey, you can't be mad at them.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
Yeah.
It may be a decent show. Who the heck knows?
Yeah. There's too much beauty for it to be too bad. I love the Braxtons. I don't care if some of them are nutty, you know.
Yeah, Brad's like, yo, it can't be that bad if it is.
Can't
man.
Be that
something,
bad. You know
something
what I'm
pretty good, okay?
I just turn the volume down because it's crazy. Just look at them, you know what I'm saying? We can do that, right? Well, I'll be on Facebook and just look at them. While, you know, I am in my people, you know.
Oh gosh! And my girl, she's been acted up, okay? Foxy Brown, baby.
What'd she do?
Roxy.
I was talking about Dion. Dion got fired on The Apprentice. I was so happy.
I haven't even peeped at that.
I peeped it Sunday. I got in, man. I predicted it. Because they asked who was going to get fired. I posted it before it happened. And she even told Donald that she should go. He said, you don't do that. You don't put me up, you know, show me up. He told her, you don't show me up. You're fired, Dion. He was seriously mad at her, man. He could see
really?
His neck just turned red, man. Woo! He was hot.
Wow.
She's an elder statesman woman. She said, if they want me to go, I'll go, you know? Yeah, I say me. She said, you sure? Yeah, you're fired. I was like, Facebook
was whacked
rocking
Dion,
that night.
Okay? That's a legend right there. He just cold whacked her. He
cold whacked her, man.
Wow. Wow. Well, I will have to, since you got me back into The Apprentice, I will have to peep it this week.
Yeah, man. You got to check it out. It's funny. I like it.
Yeah. Donald's always got something interesting that's happening.
Uh-huh.
But before we get into Foxy, let's jump in there, Brett, and do some birthdays and shout-outs.
All right. I got a list from 3 weeks ago. Come on.
All right. We'll make it happen, baby. So let's make it happen. We got a build up there. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to the girl in charge, Miss Mariah Carey, the twin lady. She had twins, so happy birthday to you, 41. To Lady Gaga, 25. This week, my man, who's going to dance from side to side whenever he gets a chance, MC Hammer. Yeah, baby. Well, he's still dancing, okay? He's 49. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Hammer's, he's holding it down. And happy birthday to some of our Facebook and Twitter followers. Happy birthday to Shantae Sellers down in the good old Florida, Jacksonville, Florida.
Right,
Ernie Mendez, Iris' son, Candace, my daughter Candace, happy birthday. to my man, Jason Beer Alexander. Big up, man. And happy birthday. Christian Jocker. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to all for the LC and Jack Radio Show. Special. And also, can't forget, happy birthday to my man, Big Kurt Newsom. From the Wood.
All right.
Happy birthday to him as well. Can't forget him. And special shout outs to my girl, Stacey Kenny, down in the big VA. I think she lassoed somebody recently. She's got that Wonder Woman rope, and she lassoed herself with a new guy, new love interest. So big
all
up.
All right, that'll work. Nice.
Big up to my man, my uncle down in the big TX down in Texas, Ron Clark. Big up to Deborah from Diamond Records up
all
here
right,
in NY. And also big up to Stephanie Anderson here from New York as well. Big up to the LC and Jack Radio Show. What you got there, Brett?
Okay, let me roll out this Rolodex, man. You know, I gotta give a very, very special, warm, lovely shout out to one of my love interests. You know, she's a good woman, raising her kids, doing her thing. She's down in ATL. I found her on Facebook last night. Somebody showed me the way, so I want to send a special shout out to my girl, Sunny, down in the ATL. All right. I know she's listening because I told her to listen in. So, hey, Sonny, it's good to be back in touch with you. I love you. I miss you. Hope to see you soon down at ATL, all right?
That's what's good.
And, yeah, man. Good woman. I got some shout-outs to some of my friends, Jasmine Shamir down in Miami, Florida, Shakora Connolly down in Raleigh, North Carolina. Happy birthday to her. Simone Simmons in the Bronx. Monette Jensen and Hempstead, Karen Mines, who I grew up with back in White Plains. I want to send a shout out to her. Found her on Facebook as well. I want to say happy birthday to Lisa Morgan Nesbitt. Happy birthday. Congratulations on your newborn. I had to find out on Facebook that you had the baby and you tell me.
Oh, congrats.
That's all good, though. Quinnetta Evans, happy birthday. True Phoebe, happy birthday. Toya Flowers, what's good, girl? Hit me up. Got some stuff for you. My man down in Florida, Whitey Rue, is up here talking to Bad Boy as we speak. You know what I'm saying? He might get a record deal, so we're going to give him a big up on that. My man out there in Colorado, Dwight Nash, a.k.a. De Niro, what's up? Doing his thing in the music. Egypt Grand, happy birthday to you. And Kendra Diaz, owner of KMD Travel Agency. If you want to check her out, she's got some good packages for you. If you hit up on her website, thetravelstoreonline.com, she's out of Freeport. She's doing her thing big with getting you to where you need to go. In the air, hotel, car, anything you need, she can hook you up. Tell her Cornbread sent you, all right?
Yeah, baby. That's good. That's what's good.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, well, if you're just tuning in, give us a shout here in the studio. Area code 347-843-4738. LC and Jack Radio Show. Up close and personal urban talk radio. Yeah, Brad, but getting back to what we kind of started talking about, we kind of took a pause there with some birthdays, but my girl Foxy just wild out again. She was on
a crown.
Oh, yeah, Foxy. She loves to stay in the news.
You know she can't hear.
Let's see all that excuse you poor bitch. She got those implants, so she's supposed
to.
Good to go. But anyway, she was on a boat. She was on a cruise.
Uh-huh.
She did a performance on the cruise. Heard it was, you know, it was okay. She did her thing. And she had a nail appointment, and she was only 3 hours late.
Wow.
Decided to go nuts. Okay? Decided to go crazy and buck wild. So much that they kicked her off the cruise ship.
Wow.
Wow. You know you have to be crazy for you to be bounced off a cruise.
Helicopter out of there?
Yeah, helicopter up out of there.
Ooh.
So you know it was kind of something fierce for them to get you out of there.
Yeah.
Got her out of there. And so they don't ever, they banned her forever coming back on the cruise
wow.
line. Royal Caribbean, too, by the way.
Wow, that's a big one, too.
Yeah. Well, Foxy, of course, is kind of stays in the news.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing she can do is act crazy and stay in the news. She can't act crazy and get paid by at least having something new out. So, Foxy, again, unfortunately, acting crazy, as they say.
Tell her, hit us up and tell her story, her side of the story. Let us hear your side of the story, Foxy.
Crazy, I tell you. And your boy, Ja Rule. I haven't heard that name in eons.
Yeah, Taxi Beast, I already know.
Yeah, he is falling, and he still can't get up.
Yeah,
I think everybody on Murder, Inc. fell.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody from Murder, Inc. doing anything.
Like that song say, living it up, yeah. Living it up, they ain't paid them taxes either.
What are you lying? So
Ja
Rule is, you know, he's got a little bit of a problem here, okay? About $3 million worth of problem.
Yeah.
So, but it is what it is. Hopefully he saves some ducats away so he's able to pay the man. Otherwise, they will...
going down. He already pleaded guilty to it.
Yeah, he's going down, huh?
Yeah, he's going down. He already pleaded guilty to it. So,
oh, man. Jeez.
He's going to be visiting Wesley.
Wesley was just crazy. Wesley's got the dough.
Yeah.
And he has this whole thing that he's against government and all this other stuff. Thing is, Wesley, the government, you can't get away from these guys.
Mm-hmm.
They are much too powerful than...
Yeah. They're the only ones that can steal and sometimes get away with it.
That's right.
But they get caught, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. They get exposed, too. Yeah.
They're getting caught, too, so don't even worry about it. Do what you gotta do.
So Wesley, you know, paid the piper. Ja Rule should learn from Wesley. You know, Wesley's got to go down. But, you know, when you look at it, you're like, man, you're scratching your head. You know, hear about these artists or actors or just famous people doing these crazy things, man. You can't understand it. You can't try to understand it. But it's crazy. So I guess that's what keeps us rolling along. Miles gives us a lot of stuff to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's good. So what you got planned here for the rest of the week there, Brett? What's
well,
on the
I'm
agenda?
Going down to Baltimore. I got another fundraiser down there.
Nice.
I'm going to be at Preston Hall. It's going to be at 25 West Preston Street down in Baltimore, Maryland, Saturday night, 6:30 to 10. Anybody in the Baltimore area, hit me up on Facebook. I will post it again. Want to come out and see some fine art, you're welcome to come down. I don't know the admission, but it should be like $5 or $10. Get your little eat on, get your little drink on, and check out some fine art.
That's what's good. Yeah, I mean, we have listeners all over, so I'm sure Baltimore's in the house.
Yeah.
Check out my man Brett. He's doing some big things. He's been rocking that for a minute.
This is the season for the fundraisers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gotta watch, man. Hopefully you don't get snowed in, man. We're supposed to get some snow here.
I got a truck on power drive through right through it. Power drive right through it, put it in low gear and keep it moving,
huh? Yeah,
it.
Man, it's supposed to be crazy up here. I guess winter don't want to let go.
Yeah.
So we're supposed to get a blast here.
Yeah, man.
The next
shows up, messing up our ozone layer. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
you know?
It's crazy. And big up to all of those victims and families that are struggling over there in Japan.
Yeah.
We do continue to pray for you continuously and know that, you know, better days are ahead and will be coming soon. Just a tragedy. Every day it seems like it either gets worse.
Yeah.
I tell you, It's crazy. But, well, you got any final shout outs there, Brad, or any big ups, promos before we get on out of here?
Yeah, I want to give a special shout out. It was supposed to have been given out last week since we on hiatus. My girl down there in Mobile, Alabama. You know, we was watching the moon because it was the closest it's ever been in so many years. You know, I was videotaping it and I posted it on Facebook. And my homegirl Nina Rawls out of Mobile, she was streaming her bid, her DJ booth performance from Alabama. And that was so cool. So I want to send a shout out, special shout out to her for giving me a little taste of how Alabama gets down. You know what I'm saying? So that was cool. It was at a Club Atlantis 2 weeks ago.
Nice.
And I just want to give her a shout out on that because that was really cool. I said, yo, stream me. What's popping? So she took a little clip and streamed it on Facebook. And it was really cool for her to do that. So I just want to give her a shout out. I really appreciated that. All right.
That's what's good. And I want to give out a shout to all of our peeps around the world, baby. I want to give
global.
A big up.
We're global.
That's right, baby. We get a lot of hits from Europe. Believe it or not, Japan, Caribbean. We didn't forget about y'all. We know we worldwide and we get hits all over. Big up to all of you out there. Hit us up. Let us know what's going on, where you reside, where you live. Go to lcandjack@gmail.com or just hit us up on our pages on Facebook or Twitter and let us know what you want to talk about. Again, we thank you and appreciate all your support and we look forward to having you aboard next week, next Tuesday, 7:30. Till then, be safe and we will see you, God willing, next Tuesday night. Good night.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.